Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
You wouldn't have a clue what was going on if you just walked into the hall of the retirement home.
I can't. Look, I'm really looking for a minute.
But you'll be grand once we'll dress you up a little bit and you'll look splendid.
Yeah, Emma, you'd love it.
I can.
Donal, who's in his 70s, is standing in front of Emma, who's in her 20s.
I'll do it some other day if you're not in my uniform.
No, but today we want you. No.
He's zipping up her fleece persuasively.
No, you're fine out now.
I can. Mr. Mahoney, no, please.
Emma works in the retirement home.
I'll do it some other time.
But Donal isn't one of the residents. He's a TV producer for the local television station. We're in Macroom in mid-Cork. It's Wednesday morning and the local TV station, LTV1, I'll tell you about LTV2 later, LTV1 is about to record tonight's programme and they're using the small hall or recreation room in the retirement home as their studio. That's all very well, except they haven't got a presenter. Which is where Emma comes in. Well, when she came in, put her head in the door, Donal latched onto her.
You can do it.
Look at the cut of my face and my hair and the rest of it, for God's sake.
Then, so you'll have to sort him out there.
I'm over 45 years, for heaven's sake. Look at the lovely, fresh face, Emma, you have. And the beautiful complexion. Please, Emma.
No, Mr. Rennie, I can't, seriously.
And I won't talk to you anymore.
You're going to follow me?
Look at that lovely, lovely blush now. Lishna and the slanter, they call that.
She'll be down now, the girl. If you rang Linda in the office.
There are two other presenters in the room.
What about the G sound? Was that okay?
Yeah, that was
great. Anne, who does the entertainment news.
I was promised wardrobe and I was also promised makeup this week. And it didn't happen. So I'm considering my future.
That's the way it goes.
And Brendan, who does the features.
He's 91 now, somebody do the maths and that. 1930, do the maths and that for me, don't you?
91 on the 5th of March.
Today he has a panel discussion on a local priest who died the previous weekend.
Oh yeah, so he went into Coleman's College.
There's a silent witness to all this. A tall, grey-haired man. He's standing on his own in the centre of the room with a beatific smile on his face. He's dressed the way farmers used to dress. Two-piece navy suit, underneath a V-neck jumper, and underneath that, a tie-less shirt buttoned at the neck.
No, but you see, he'd be remembered around the dice, isn't
he? He has his hand on a large TV camera and a tripod. It's his camera, and to most people in the area, it's his TV station. This is Dan Joe Kelleher.
Okay, Dan Joe, we'll rock and roll.
He was in the Pied Piper, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
Yeah, and that was 1982.
Was it?
Dan Joe is a retired farmer with a farm a few miles outside the town of Macroom. Where are you bringing me to now?
I'll bring you out home first to the our central broadcasting place.
Central broadcasting?
Yeah.
Is that the farm?
It is.
Good.
That's right.
Good.
Yeah. So it is from there all that material goes out.
Right. This is how Danjo sees the countryside around him as he drives along.
Is that grainy, hasn't it?
Does it work out?
As a farmer?
If you're sheep.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because the sheep he rears, yeah.
As a proud Cork man, interested in history.
We've got a lot of archaeological sites as well, as you see a sign there, yeah. Cairns.
And Danjo also looks at the countryside as a broadcast technician.
That's Mullaghanish now, that's the RT transmitter in Mullaghanish.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. That's for the southwest of the country.
So you grew up looking at that?
Well, we'd start going up. We were up there when it was being put up, yeah. So this would be...
This is your house?
That's right.
Is that a satellite dish?
It is.
Yes, hello, dog. No. Aren't you great?
I lay down. He will do a bit, you. Anyway, come in there and you'll lift it if you have it.
These are your tripods and your...
tripods, yeah.
So all the farmers have Wellington boots in the hall and you have tripods in the hall and...
I know, I should have... That's
the front room of the farmhouse. Dan Joe will admit it himself.
There's a bit of stuff
around
the place.
You do. It's a bit of a clutter.
Huh?
Videotapes.
Everything, yeah, that's right. The place is full of them.
Hurleys. But what clutter?
DVDs.
20 years worth of equipment and programme tapes.
Microphones.
Cameras, everything, yeah.
God, you've big television cameras.
Yeah, those you have to.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And this is your editing suite here.
It is, yeah.
On an old dining room table.
That's right.
And you've video recorders over there. And
that's right, yeah.
And rows and rows and rows of video tapes.
There's some of the older tapes now. There would be Betamax. They'd be going back to the 80s.
Okay.
All the 80s, yeah.
On the other side of the room is a computer. Danjo's burning me a DVD of extracts from some of his recent programmes.
...in Lucy's Lane and had a chat with the girl working there in that shop. I'm bringing that interview now.
There's the interview with the owner of a new Polish shop in Macroom.
Today I'm talking to Agnieszka Pinahowa, who has, with her husband, opened a shop here in... down on Barrett's Place and the entrance to Barrett's Place below the post office. This is a Polish shop, but what do these shops have to offer? What can you buy there? What in their great diversity might attract us into
a feature on a new resource centre?
This new centre was opened last September. I have with me Seamus O'Leary, who's the actual manager of the centre here. Seamus, welcome to LTV number one.
Thanks very much, Pat.
And just give us...
an interview with a local nun who worked in Africa.
So, for 2 years.
So were you actually... you weren't up in Turkana. You visited Turkana.
Oh, I did, yeah.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah. That was the area that Father James Good was in.
It was.
In,
I visited Father James Good there, yeah.
Yes. And was Father Pat Kelleher from Mahina Parish?
I think he was.
He was up in Kitui, I think, wasn't he?
Kitui, yeah.
Danjo has three sons, only one of who is partially involved in his local TV station. Danjo's wife, Margaret, died in 2004.
I suppose it's a missing life that you're... It's a missing out in life that you can't get back, really, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. There's a vacuum in life when these things happen.
So this is a solace in a strange sort of way,
is it? Well, I think it could be that for a lot of people that do get involved in it. I feel that as well. There are a lot of people that do get involved in doing things for a community, whatever way it is, whether it's helping a person or otherwise, if they do something good and makes people happy in life. I think that is very important. That you can do something in life for others. And I think the more natural you do it, like we're doing it in the programme we're making, the better it is for the person viewing it.
He says for some of the volunteers over the years, the local TV has given them a focus and a purpose to their lives.
Instead of maybe going to the bar, you go to this and do this and that was it.
No. Instead of going to the bar, you go to the edit suite.
Well, yeah. Yeah. That's good. That's the meter for city up equipment.
So it's a big box with a handle on and a little television right. Screen. Is that like an oscilloscope or...?
It's a spectrum analyzer.
What was it?
Yeah.
And what do you do? You plug an aerial into it?
Well, for tuning purposes and to get everything and the frequency properly and to do it right so that it won't cause interference. Yeah. That the system is properly filtered and proper power output and all this sort of thing. There's no distortion in there.
So you never got any hassle about interfering with ambulance services or any of that stuff?
God, no, that wouldn't do at all. We wouldn't.
How many are these all satellite dishes here?
They're. I'm pre-owed BBC Two at the moment. That's out on the air at the moment through the South Coast system. We were pre-owed EWT in there for a while and this sort of thing, yeah. So
that's the religion. Dana's one, is it?
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
And have you stopped putting that out?
They wanted to change to BBC Two instead of it, so that's we were pushed to do that.
The
so
pagan locals, do they?
Say no more.
And you have more wires and equipment in the car.
Should that help us? You're getting used to that after a smile of it.
How do you know where everything is?
Well, I suppose when there's no other body else, only myself.
That's true.
Good idea, yeah.
Come on right in.
Back at the hall of the retirement home, the main presenter has arrived.
Are you presenting this week?
She's Trish.
Oh, that's lovely.
A transition year student, and she's come with two friends for moral support.
Come on, girls. Sit in.
But the other presenter, Brendan, now has to leave. He's the presenter for the panel discussion on the recently deceased priest.
I've left a list of Father Finn's parishes after me.
For heaven's sake, Brendan.
I'll be back in time.
Trish is ready for a rehearsal, but not before Donal attends to her.
Fix up the tie a little bit.
Does he always do that? Does he always do the hair and the makeup and the...
Oh, yeah.
Does he?
Whenever an inspector used to come to school and go, we were all in a flap. We were going around getting people to tidy themselves up and to pretend we were working hard.
Why are you doing her tie? Can she not do her own tie?
Generally, young people don't have any idea. They have no idea of the winds or not.
What's he doing?
You see, that's the Windsor knot now, and that is a beautiful knot. It's a double knot.
Did you used to teach these people?
Oh, no, I'm left to school now, I suppose.
Why are you fixing my fleece?
10 years.
Good evening, viewers. This is your LTV1 programme. Community television programme. I'm your presenter for this evening. My name is Tricia Kennedy. I hope you enjoy tonight's programme. I now hand you over to Pat O'Connell for the news and sports.
That's great. And then, about 10 seconds, and you say, thank you, Pat.
All right.
And then we go on to the next item. Now, we'll halt between the items, and we'll give you a chance to draw your breath. What do we take number two, Mr. Director?
So we're in Mill Street.
That's right.
Why have we come to Mill Street?
Well, we have come into the LTV2 territory and we hope to meet some of those people that are involved in that area producing programmes and have a word with them.
And they're working on something this evening, are they?
They are doing an interview now, I think, in the minute around 5 o'clock, so maybe we join them up then for that.
OK. In a hall in Mill Street, a group of local children have gathered. They're there to learn how to juggle.
Well, you could even try catching it under the leg. So you throw it and put your hand, hang on, hand under the leg. Like that, heavy. Hand under the leg and catch it. That's a bit of a difficult one.
One of the teachers is Cahal.
Part of the build-up to the European Juggling Convention. It's on the Green Glens Arena here in July.
Is it?
Yeah.
Great stuff. And so they're going to participate in that, are they?
That's the plan, yeah. The workshops were kind of, they were asked for as a kind of an attempt to integrate the local community into it, because apparently a lot of things that happen in the Green Glens, local people don't get to hear about it.
Okay.
And the whole thing about juggling is that it's meant to be integrated and it's all kind of open to everyone. So instead of keeping it closed off in the Green Glens, we've got this going on. So the kids here will get a discount for whatever they decide to come along to.
On three, can we have a big ladies and gentlemen, as if you're in the circus. You ready? One, two, three.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The team from LTV2 are there.
A really special feature here. We are in the Mill Street GA Community Hall at this very moment.
LTV2 is Mill Street's local television station, set up with help from Danjo Kelleher.
The European Juggling Convention is...
The team from LTV2 are two Seans. Sean Radley, the reporter.
And what's so very wonderful about this is that local people have already...
And the cameraman, Sean Murphy.
We just came here to see we're going to do a small piece on this 10 minutes.
Okay. You have a little bit of oil on your face and your hands, do you?
I do. I'm farming.
So what were you doing before you came in here and got the camera?
I took out silage, fed the cows.
Did you?
So I go home, I'll do this now, I go home and I'll milk the cows.
And who edited it?
Probably me.
And where's the editing suite?
It's above my place at home.
All right, so you're just like...
Yeah, same as like Danger.
Danger.
Yeah. Yeah. So this will probably go on maybe next week.
Hey, Lance, are you going to try a bit of juggling yourselves? Yeah. I suppose. Sean, you know I'd be up for it, all right.
We're heading up one of the mountains where Danjo has his transmitters.
Is your car all right?
It is. I think so anyway. Hope it brings us back.
Henry Ford didn't know when he was selling you this car that it was going to...
If he took this advertisement now, he'd sell a lot of cars.
If you wanted a quick way of taking the sump off the bottom of the engine,
yeah,
now you
yeah,
could...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is a good test for any car, isn't it?
Isn't it, Jeannie, Mike?
There was a transmitting antenna. Vertical polarisation, yeah. Which would be the same as our T1 and 2. Linked from home to Macroom. And from Macroom up here. Okay. From here then down into Mill Street. They're all tuned to frequencies that are not interfering with any other frequencies.
And what's in the blockhouse here?
That's where the equipment is.
Inside the blockhouse, lit by a bare bulb, are a few shelves, and on them, small little metal boxes with wires and dials and buttons and lights.
What are we looking at here?
This is part of the transmitting equipment, Dana.
All right. It's very small, isn't it? You expect it to be huge.
Yeah. Oh, no, what is that?
What are you adjusting?
That's an automatic gain control, but... I generally don't do any adjustment without the meters, so I have no meter with me. That's fine. It's working fine at that at the moment. That's all right.
Are you from Macroom by any chance?
Yeah.
I'm asking people, are they watching local television at all?
Yeah.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
What do you watch on it?
River's Island.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's your favourite?
Well, just the local news and things. I think it's brilliant.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
Why is it so good?
Because it's local and, you know people and all that, like,
And you're watching out for faces and things?
Well, you would be, like. Really? Well, maybe people you wouldn't see for a while, you'll see them on television, like, and all that kind of way.
If we don't go to the St. Patrick's Parade, I watch that every time on it, and, well, I like the rest of it, really.
Do you watch it at all?
No, not really, no.
Why is that?
I have no interest in it, no.
You have no interest?
No.
The local stuff at all, no?
No.
Who would watch it belonging to you?
Parents would watch it.
Would they?
Yeah.
And why do you think they'd have an interest and you wouldn't?
The local area, though.
I'm asking people about local television. I'm wondering, do you watch it at all?
My mum does, so it can be on sometimes, like, but...
And what would you watch on it if you were... what does she like on it?
Well, there's a lot of stuff from, like, our schools and things like that, you know, that you know people from, and kind of watch that sort of stuff. Kind of things just that are happening around the town, and, like, the St. Patrick's Day stuff now is very interesting, because everybody was around for that, you know, so you'd be like, oh, I know him.
And for people who don't live in a smaller area, in a small community, why is it important to look at people's faces? Why is it important to spot people you know?
It's just for recognition, I think. A lot of people maybe don't get out. A lot of the older people don't get out, and it's good for them to see it now and again and see some of the faces that they would normally see, like coming to town on a Tuesday, just even if the market is even filling.
I think that distractions are wrong distractions.
they might be exciting, they might be otherwise, but they're no help to the person. But I think people help each other, and there's a lot of good in people, and I find that in life. And I get on very well with people, thanks be to God.
What's a wrong distraction?
Well, I don't know. I mean, some programmes that are broadcast are not beneficial to people, really.
Like what?
Well, I don't like to dwell too much on that, really, but...
Sure do, you're in the business.
Well, I mean, that... I mean, you've got a lot of violence and a lot of... some soaps that I don't agree with them either, you know, in that sense, yeah. I wouldn't... I think that they're putting things into people's minds that are no help to them, and maybe afterwards in the course of their life, if they get upset over something, they might draw back on something they had heard on a programme, and it might be of no help to them, really.
Right. Is there an argument that the story of a community is the story of what's good in it and what's bad in it? So if you're going to tell the story of rural Ireland, you'd have to tell the story of road accidents and suicides and attitudes to drink and things like that, as well as the good side, the neighbourliness.
Yeah. I would have no objection in talking about road accidents and suicides, but I don't want to be prying into the, you know, the person's private lives or an accident or otherwise. I mean, that's their own. If the accident, otherwise, I wouldn't want to be the cause of, you know, any embarrassment to them afterwards in the line of, you know, of the accident otherwise. Right. So, I mean, that's a personal thing, I think. And I think there are lots of things that are personal which are overdriven. I think you talk about people that did wrongs in the past. I'm not pinpointing any section of the community, but I think generally a person that does something wrong, there's something wrong that doesn't hit the eye. And I think it shouldn't be exposed, and I think a person that does something wrong should be treated privately for the problem they did.
That was always the argument to do with, say, something like child abuse or something like that, that, mm-hmm. look, leave it to us and we'll deal with it. And the problem was it wasn't dealt with.
I'd have no problem dealing with somebody. A person does something wrong, definitely they have to be dealt with. But I don't think that publicity in the media is the best way to deal with it. I think it has to be dealt with privately. They have to be treated privately, and the whole thing should be seen to differently. It shouldn't be overlooked. I totally agree with that. But I think maybe the guilty person often, there's some weakness in that person when they do the wrong things, and I think it's a medical problem rather than doing a thing in their full free will.
Good night and good luck is one of the posh phrases of broadcasting, you know that.
Back at the hall of the retirement home, the recording for tonight's programme is going just fine.
That's it, Trish. You may buzz off now.
Thanks very much.
Trish, the transition year presenter, has just finished recording her introductions.
Would you like to do it another week?
No, you're good.
No, thanks very much, Stitch.
Why did you not enjoy it, no?
Oh, I just don't want to be on TV. I live in Ballinagree and they're all in the pub now on Sunday. I won't tell them till tomorrow.
Anne does her entertainment news.
Hello, everyone, and here is the entertainment in the locality for the coming weeks. Now, I have a message here from Breed from Unad Cultura.
And then Brendan comes in with the panel to discuss Father Finn.
There's something magical about his presence.
Very special, you know?
Yeah. A lot of people can remember incidences and stories about Father Finn, Jerry. Can you remember anything in particular?
Well, now he was a very, as this is a very jolly man and a great mix and all that, but at the same time, he was the parish priest and he was the boss.
In the middle of it all, Danjo, smiling shyly, getting his shot, getting the sound right, and making sure nothing offensive is said.
And the first meeting he had with any committee in the parish was the school board.
Danjo didn't mention it to me, but some of his programmes from the last 20 years are on hard disk in McCroom Library. I asked to see them and watched one of them.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Our first competitor here this evening is Mrs. Bridget O'Callaghan.
A report on a best dressed lady competition at a spring show in the town in the early 80s.
Bridget is wearing a red suit and red hat and white blouse with matching.
And as I was at the PC, people gathered to look over my shoulder.
Our next contestant is Mrs. Pauline Mann.
and to do what people do best when they look at old pictures.
That's Betsy, isn't it?
87, is it?
Is it Betsy or is it Margaret Lynch? That's Betsy, isn't it?
That's not Betsy at all.
No, this is the one I thought was Betsy.
Oh, it is too.
Who's that speaking down right now?
I don't know. I can't. And she seemed to have been MC on the day.
Oh, look at Gene Hickey. He's a neighbour of ours. He's only recently dead.
Right.
And Mrs. Neville. Mrs. I'm hopeless with names. Look at the red. They're so glowing.
That's Pauline.
Pauline.
Yeah, I knew she was there.
Danjo says his local TV station doesn't sell ads.
That's
Nora Murray.
That's right. You're great to come with the names. I know who they are, but I can't go.
It's run by volunteers.
Nora does her son work up in Cronin's.
They collect a local subscription to fund the transmission network, and all the other equipment is paid for out of Danjo's own pocket.
And Sister Columba, she hasn't changed one bit, has she?
Who could write books about our children?
But for Danjo, this moment in Macroom Library with everyone looking at one of his old programmes is the payoff.
She remembers only the good times with him, you see. She doesn't remember all the bad times and the notes that were sent home. Sure, that's Kate. Tis too. That's
Is
Kate,
it?
Yeah.
Betsy's daughter?
Yeah. I could stay looking at these for hours. I'm in an awful hurry, you see.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.